Researchers at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro are recruiting volunteers to take part in an experimental study that looks at the impact of exercise on cognitive brain functions. Jenny Ednayer is a professor in the Department of Kinesiology.
The reason this is so important is because we know that if we can delay the onset of Alzheimer's disease by even a short amount of time, it would have a huge impact, obviously, for the individual and the individual's family. But from a public health perspective, if we could delay the onset of clinical dementia by 6 months to a year, it would have enormous implications from a public health viewpoint.
Ednayer says so far, 30 people have signed up for the research project, but 30 more are needed.
We're looking for older adults between the ages of 50 and 65 who have a family history of Alzheimer's disease. They have to currently be relatively low in terms of physical activity, so fewer than 150 minutes a week. And they have to intend to live in the Greensboro area for a year because we'll be conducting the study over 8 months. And then other than that, it's mostly a willingness to participate.
The National Institutes of Health has awarded UNCG a $350,000 grant for the research project. Ednayer says participants will undergo genetic testing with a cheek swab before they begin the 8-month exercise program. They won't be told if they carry the gene for Alzheimer's. Participants will also perform physical activity 3 days a week, such as walking and strength training with resistance bands. Becky Luck of Greensboro began the exercise study at UNCG in February. Her mom died of Alzheimer's in 2007. She says she's already seeing some benefits from participating in the study.
One thing that I have taken away from it is more of what to do cognitive-wise to maybe stay as healthy as possible. The testing that they used, figures, word tests, mental ability tests, are very much similar to a lot of things we can do in games, even on computer games and that kind of thing. So I'm searching for the kind of activities that were on those tests to do on a regular basis to sort of keep my mind sharper.
The next session of the exercise program begins September 23rd. For a link to learn more about the Alzheimer's study at UNCG, visit our website, wfdd.org. Carrie Brown, WFDD News.